This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free number as well as the Skype here in moments in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And there's some pretty shocking news, at least for those of you out there who still believe government politicians when they tell you things, especially when it's when they're telling you things about war. Because all of a sudden, when politicians who most people kind of know are liars, I think that's pretty common knowledge, isn't it?
That is the, yeah, that's common.
Yeah. Truth is the first casualty of war, is an old quote.
But yet when the war claims start coming out, whether it's yellow cake or, you know, torture or whatever it is that the bad guys are supposedly doing, then people just kind of put it all aside, all of their distrust of politicians. It just gets shoved aside because the nation is in jeopardy. There's someone out there, a boogeyman, who is dangerous. They're hurting people. They're, you know, threatening the United States, and something needs to be done about it. People,
and you don't mess with the military. I mean, they are there to protect you. They're like firefighters and teachers. I mean, they are the top of the pyramid. They're the good guys. So I mean, if you start naysaying what they're all about, even if it's the guys up at the top that are making these decisions, I guess people can't distinguish the two. They can't say that, hey, there are good military guys out there, and then there are a bunch of puppet masters that are pulling the strings and making these decisions because, they're in bed with, the military industrial complex and these big oil companies and these these pharmaceutical companies, and they can't distinguish the two. I mean, you got to really sit down and put them in two separate camps. So you don't need to, I'm sorry. It's
well, you were a veteran, and I understand why you get wrapped up in this. I wonder to myself, who besides a peace activist cares so much about military men? I mean, it seems like
I'm sure their families care about them.
Why do they support the military adventurism so much?
Who, the families?
Yes,
it's all about the intervention. It's all about keeping the potential enemies from ever, making gains in the world.
They're told they're
doing
good
another
work.
Building down.
They're told they're doing good work. They're trying to keep the world safe for democracy.
I guess so.
Protecting freedom, you know.
Here's what I wonder.
Because we're all so much freer now after all these wars.
I wonder to myself what the because America and many and much of the world really sort of figured out what war is about in World War I. They realized, this was a big waste of time where we all died for a bunch of overlords' whims. And there was a period of time there where there wasn't much war for a couple of decades. Mm-hmm. And then it got better at sort of hiding why it was that they went to war. Obviously, a huge boogeyman in Hitler. I don't know why it's great that Stalin won World War II, but, nonetheless. And because of World War II, which, of course, was a direct result of the existence of World War I, war became good again. It was a good thing because we went in and we saved the Jews. Of course, it's really important to consider that you might be able to lay the death of the Jews at the hands of pretty much any Western country around. I recently heard a story from a Quaker that I'm very familiar with. I go and visit him in the nursing home once a week, and he was telling me a story about some Quakers.
Isn't he a World War II vet, that guy?
He is a World War II vet, yeah. But he wasn't a Quaker at the time. Henry Cadbury, Rufus Jones, and some other Quaker businessmen went to Nazi Germany right after Kristallnacht in order to see if they needed to start up the Quaker feeding program that they had in place for a couple of years after World War I with all the devastated farmland. They had the conversation with the Nazis. The Nazis left the room. The conversation was, hey, what do we need to do here? The Nazis listened in on their conversation. These guys, being Quakers, they decided to have silent worship, so there was no conversation to listen on. The Nazis agreed, listen to me, the Nazis agreed that the Quakers could begin relocating the Jews. Listen to me. This is really important. Then the Quakers basically weren't able to get anywhere with the United States government.
The voyage of the damned, right?
Well, the ship of the damned is certainly a great example that one can look up historically, but it's conceivable that the United States government could have taken all of those Jews that the Nazis put in work camps. They wanted to get rid of them.
First.
Yes.
And then when they couldn't get rid of them, they got rid of them by killing.
Now, I'm not going to say that the crime of the United States government is as high as that of the crime of Nazi Germany, but if you believe in sins of omission, and many people do, that's a pretty big sin of omission that caused millions of people to die, right?
Well, I mean, it didn't directly cause it, but it certainly could be argued that had they allowed people
in... I just said it was a sin of omission. I made it... A sin of omission wouldn't be direct.
Okay.
I think it's going to be very curious to see what's happened, because we have refugees floating around in Europe right now, Syrian refugees, and they got nowhere to go. They got nothing to eat. And and winter is coming.
They just stormed one of the borders. I'd have to look into it a little more thoroughly, but I just read the story that they're storming the border to get across.
Take a look into that. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So apparently someone's been digging through these emails, the Hillary Clinton email scandal that you've probably heard something about. It's been making a lot of headlines. Well, guess what? Within the Hillary Clinton emails, there are apparently emails regarding Tony Blair and George W. Bush, particularly an email from, I think it was Colin Powell, about the Iraq War. And according to the Daily Mail, it actually shows that the former prime minister, that's Tony Blair, his support for the war at a summit with the U.S. president in 2002. The bombshell document shows Blair preparing to act as a spin doctor for Bush, was told that the UK will follow our lead. Publicly, Blair still claimed to be looking for a diplomatic solution, in direct contrast to the email revelation. So publicly, they weren't talking about going to war, but privately, a year in advance of the actual kickoff of said war, they were talking about doing that, just that thing. So what they were saying publicly was not, in point of fact, what they were actually saying privately about going to war. These people wanted to go to war. They were premeditating going into war. And that's some of what these emails show. We'll get into the detail on it here. David is on the line first, though, in California. You're on Free Talk Live, David, with Ian, Conan, and Mark.
Hey, greetings. Hi. Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about this. Have you all ever interviewed Webster Tarpley?
No,
I recognize the name.
The name sounds familiar. Who is that?
Well, he's also got a show on GCN, and he's also got I think his show is on Saturday afternoon. Webster Tarpley wrote a book about the Bush family. His first book, or his most famous one, is called George Bush, the Unauthorized Biography, and it was written about the dad. But it goes into a lot of history, you know, family history, all the way back like 125 years to the Spanish-American War. And apparently, people have heard about Prescott Bush, but even Prescott's father was a war profiteer. He was a purchasing agent during the Spanish-American War, and those guys made so much money that it was in their vested interest to have more wars. And so World War One, Sam Bush got Prescott involved, and then I think Prescott was a little young for World War One, but they then became money launderers for the Nazis. Or
yeah,
the
that's
World
what I'd
War
heard.
One. Yeah, and basically during World War One, after World War One, the big armaments manufacturers of Germany were supposed to pay back reparations, pay back France and Belgium and Italy for invading them. They didn't want to do it, so they were looking for somebody to hide their money for them, and that's when Prescott and Sam Bush got involved in doing this money laundering. And so the whole, if you can see this book, Webster Tarpley's got his own page, and you can read.
Thanks for the heads up, David. Appreciate hearing from you. These, this is a family. It's true that this family goes back generations. They've all, for a long time, been connected to power. And it's not a surprise that, hey, guess what? They lied about going to war.
War profiteering is in their genes, it seems.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. And there's another one running for president now. It's Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. Somebody, oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have this brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell him about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Our toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, you're going to be packing up about a week from now, right, to head to Vegas?
Yeah, it's the life of a important and famous radio host. I'm heading out to Vegas for a conference. Well, it's a Bitcoin investor conference. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to have Trace Mayer speaking there. Stephen Michaels is putting the event on. He'll be speaking, of course, as will Dr. Stephanie Murphy, who you've heard here on the show. Brian Sovereign also. Bitcoin Bell, who is Michelle Seven. She's been on the air with us. It's practically like
a reunion show.
Co-host reunion at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. There'll be lots of other great speakers. It's at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas on October the 29th and 30th. Come out and see the show done live. I'll be emceeing and hanging around the event, so we can chit-chat if that's what you want to do. Just go to Bitcoin Investor. .com. They've extended the early bird pricing, so you can still get tickets for $100. It's a great deal. Bitcoininvestor.com. I believe until tomorrow, we're still giving away some tickets. So if you want to go to facebook.freetalklive.com, we've got a contest pinned to the top there. And you can guess a number and perhaps win some tickets. Or you can buy them at bitcoininvestor.com.
All right, so here's the big news from the Daily Mail. A bombshell White House memo has revealed for the first time details of the deal in blood forged by Tony Blair and George Bush over the Iraq War. The sensational leak shows that Blair had given an unqualified pledge to sign up to the conflict a year before the invasion started.
Wow.
So this was pretty premeditated here. It flies in the face of the Prime Minister's public claims at the time that he was seeking a diplomatic solution to the crisis. He had told voters, quote, "We're not proposing military action." Well, I guess that's true. He was planning military action instead of proposing it, in direct contrast to what the secret email now reveals. And they actually do have the memos here, so if you want to read the details, they're all here on the Daily Mail story. I'll put that link on our Facebook and Twitter here in a moment. The classified document, or previously classified, also discloses that Blair agreed to act as a glorified spin doctor for the president by presenting, quote, public affairs lines, unquote, to convince a skeptical public that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction when none existed. In return, the president would flatter Blair's ego and give the impression that Britain was not America's poodle, but an equal partner in the, quote, special relationship, unquote.
Wow.
The damning memo from Secretary of State Colin Powell to President George Bush was written on March 28, 2002, a week before George Bush's famous summit with Blair at his Crawford Ranch in Texas.
Please don't tell me that Colin Powell was involved in this.
In it.
I like him so much.
He's a politician, Mark. What do you like about
him? He was a general, not a politician.
You don't get to be a general without being political.
I don't know. All military officers are politicians.
Right? Exactly. Take it for the guy who was in the military. Conan was there.
And the guys who did a good job, and they were loved by the troops, and they're always trying to keep them out of the harm's way and make good decisions, usually didn't make it very far.
Not past, like, what, sergeant or lieutenant or something like
that? No, they'd usually get to about lieutenant colonel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that after lieutenant...
Full-blown colonel? No way. No way.
After lieutenant colonel, you have to be sort of approved by Congress, essentially. And, the stakes have been raised.
Yeah, you don't get up that level without being a politician. The same thing's true about, you know, police chiefs and people like that.
Look, you get your favorite... You watch the politicians long enough, you pick your favorites, and I had a favorite, so yeah. What?
Well, and if you watch politicians long enough, they'll all fall from grace. So here you go, Mark. In the memo from Powell, he tells Bush that Blair will, quote, be with us, unquote, on military action. Powell assures the president, quote, the UK will follow our lead, unquote. The disclosure is certain to lead for calls for Sir John Chillicott to reopen his inquiry into the Iraq War if, as believed, he has not seen the Powell memo. Second explosive memo from the same cache also reveals how Bush used spies in the British Labour Party to help him manipulate British public opinion in favor of the war. The documents obtained by the Mail on Sunday are part of a batch of secret emails held on the private server of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, which U.S. courts have forced her to reveal.
Wow.
So, it's interesting. Of course, the Republicans were... loving the fact that Hillary was in hot water over these emails, and now it's turning around to bite them in the butt a little bit here. And it's also revealing, and I think that it's worth pointing out, that Hillary Clinton had this information, and she didn't do anything about it. So, of course, it just points out that these Republicans and Democrats, they're in collusion in Washington, D.C.
Does this mean when Bill Clinton said that he didn't know anything about aliens in Area 51 that he could have been lying to us, too?
They can always be lying if their lips are moving.
Just saying.
The documents,
I remember saying that. I was like, well, the president says there's nothing there. We're fine.
Former Tory Shadow Home Secretary David Davis said, quote, the memos prove in explicit terms what many of us have believed all along. Tony Blair effectively agreed to act as a front man for American foreign policy in advance of any decision by the House of Commons or the British cabinet. He was happy to launder George Bush's policy on Iraq and subcontract British foreign policy to another country without having the remotest ability to have any real influence over it. And in return for what? For George Bush pretending Blair was a player on the world stage to impress voters in the UK when Americans didn't even believe it themselves. Davis was backed by a senior diplomat with close knowledge of Blair-Bush relations who said, quote, this memo shows beyond doubt, for the first time, Blair was committed to the Iraq War even before he set foot in Crawford, Texas. And it shows how the Americans planned to make Blair look like an equal partner in the so-called special relationship to bolster his position in the UK. Blair's spokesman insisted last night that Powell's memo was, quote, consistent with what he was saying publicly at the time. So once again, the official position here from Blair's party or from his people, his spokesman,
there's nothing to see here.
They said, hey, this is pretty much consistent with what he was saying at the time. After all, he, you know, said that we're not proposing military action, which isn't a lie. I mean, that was the truth. They weren't proposing it. It had already been proposed. They were in the midst of planning the military action. So, you know, he just didn't tell you the whole truth.
Which, of course, is what they do.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I wish there was more to say about it. It just feels so, I guess, expected to some extent. I'm a little surprised that they planned this ahead of time, so far ahead of time.
A year
before,
out?
Yeah, before 9/11, right?
The memo.
If it's a year before Iraq, it's maybe 2002.
Yeah, no, this is after 9/11.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, essentially 9/11 comes along. Seems like a good idea to finish up that whole Iraq thing where, George Bush Sr. didn't take it far enough, didn't run all the way into Baghdad or whatever. And, it'll be a good solution. It'll be a good war, easy to fight, and it's a long time in coming. So that's what it sounds like the whole thought process was behind this.
If it wasn't already pre-planned before...
Right.
Like you said, his dad was already in there. I'm thinking they've always been planning. The warmongers are always trying to get their foot into something.
Always something.
Always. I mean, so 9/11 was a good opportunity to get to go over there, guns a-blazing, and of course they go to the wrong country.
Well, we know they had the Patriot Act.
Or maybe they planned on just get taken out at Afghanistan first, and then, hey, Saddam's right over here, and everyone hates him.
You know they had the Patriot Act written before 9/11.
It's true.
So 855.
They tried to pass it once before.
Ready to go.
Hold that thought. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talking about the bombshell memos, as they're being described, that were found in the Hillary Clinton email server from and regarding to George W. Bush and Tony Blair from Secretary of State Colin Powell. Happened on one of these emails came on March 28th, 2002, which was a week before the summit between Blair and Bush at his Crawford Ranch in Texas. However, that summit was really, you know, already planned in advance. They already knew what they were going to talk about and what was going to happen, because in the emails it is revealed that they were already plotting war with Iraq.
Yeah, he said he had he was ready to go to war with Iraq. He said he had soldiers already set aside, ready to go.
Yep, and then they were going to give him... Well, I'll read one of the excerpts here from it here in a moment. But a lot of people might be shocked by this. Of course, you shouldn't be. You should know that politicians lie. You should know that they lie to benefit themselves and their political parties.
I got to say, I am shocked by this.
And the
surprises.
And their donors.
And the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, they're there to support their donors first and foremost, not the American people, unless, you know, they gave a little... Unions, maybe, gave a little money.
So I'll give you an excerpt from the email from Colin Powell here in moments. But first, you need to know about SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse, SaveAtPurse.com. You can save big time on your Amazon purchases. You're probably going to buy something at Amazon anyway if you're a regular online shopper, or even an irregular one. And then you can save big time when you do that over at SaveAtPurse.com. And when I say big time, I'm not talking about 5 or 10%. You can save that little if you want. But you actually, on average... save 20% if you're in the United States. I've saved as much as 40%. The headphones I'm wearing right now, I saved 29% on. You get to select the discount that you want. The higher the discount, now the longer it's going to take you to get that order fulfilled. So if you select 40%, Mark, you were just modeling your boots that you're wearing right
now. These are shoes. Yeah, they don't have
high tops. Okay.
Above my ankle, they're shoes.
Got it.
I don't like that whole being confined to my ankle thing.
Yeah, I got you. So what was the discount you got on this?
Well, I said yesterday on the show that it was 30%. I was mistaken. My wife put up several things on the same day. One of the things she put up was 30%. These were 20%.
Ah.
So I deeply apologize, misinforming my listening public.
All right, there you go. But you can
20%
save
off the shoes is
sweet.
Awesome.
So you can save big time. Just go to saveitpurse.com. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin. If you've got Bitcoin, you can save big time. So go to saveatpurse.com. When you sign up through that link, Free Talk Live, get a very small portion of your purchases from that point forward. So the former prime minister, this from the Daily Mail in the UK, has always hotly denied the claim that the two men signed a deal in blood at Crawford, Texas, to embark on the war, which started on March 20th, 2003. The email in question here from Colin Powell was dated March 28th, 2002. So pretty much an entire year before that that meeting in Crawford. The Powell document, headed Secret Memorandum for the President, lifts the lid on how Blair and Bush secretly plotted the war behind closed doors at Crawford. Powell says to Bush in the email, quote, "He will present to you the strategic, tactical, and public affairs lines that he believes will strengthen global support for our common cause," adding that Blair has the presentational skills to, quote, "make a credible public case on the current Iraqi threats to international peace."
Is he claiming to be a good puppy? Is that what he's claiming?
Well, what he's saying here is that that Blair is going to give Bush tips on what to say. So here, Mr. Bush, just listen to this guy. He's smooth. He knows what he's doing. He'll give you the credible lines, the lines that you need to deliver.
Wow.
Like an actor.
If you want to reach the British people, no one knows better than Blair. He's going to be able to hook you up.
Well, he was trying to help Bush present to the American people, right?
So he's not trying to help get convinced, because he's got his own people to convince as well.
That's correct. But the idea was they were going to meet in Crawford, and then Blair was going to give Bush some lines that he could deliver to persuade people that this was a good idea. So they were both definitely a team in this whole affair. And so 5 months after the summit, Downing Street produced the notorious 45 Minutes from Doom dossier on Saddam Hussein's supposed weapons of mass destruction. After Saddam was toppled, the dossier's claims were exposed as bogus. Nowhere in the memo is a diplomatic route suggested as the preferred option. Instead, Powell says that Blair will also advise Bush on how to handle calls for the blessing of the United Nations Security Council and to, quote, "demonstrate that we have thought through, quote, the day after." In other words, made adequate provision for a post-Saddam Iraq. Critics of the war say the lack of post-conflict planning has contributed to the loss of more than 100,000 lives since the invasion, and a power vacuum which has contributed to the rise of Islamic State terrorism. Specifically, significantly, Powell warns Bush that Blair has, quote, "hit domestic turbulence," unquote, for being too pro-U.S. in foreign and security policy, too arrogant and presidential, unquote, which Powell points out is not a compliment in the British context.
Mm.
Powell also reveals that the splits in Blair's cabinet were deeper than realized. He says that apart from Foreign Secretary Jack Straw and Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon, Blair's cabinet shows signs of division, and the British public are unconvinced that military action is warranted now. So this was a big plot to persuade the British and the U.S. public that this was a good idea, that Saddam Hussein was some sort of a danger to the world. Powell says that although Blair will, quote, "stick with us on the big issues," unquote, he wants to minimize the political price that he would have to pay. Quote,
who doesn't?
His voters will look for signs that Britain and America are truly equity partners in the special relationship, unquote. This is all what Colin Powell is writing in his memo.
Did the prime minister get reelected after this?
I believe so. He was pretty popular at that time. You know, before
he was
before
on the scene for a while.
So Iraq was over. Iraq was over in 2003.
It started in 2003.
I thought at the end of 2003, Saddam was captured.
Well, oh boy,
Iraq went on well after that, but I mean, I know they were there for a good long time. Oh, I'm going to look that up.
We should pull up a timeline on that. It's easy to get lost in all the years. The president certainly did his best to flatter Blair's ego during the Crawford summit, where he was the first world leader to be invited into Bush's sanctuary for two nights. Tony and Cherie Blair stayed in the guest house close to the main residence with their daughter and their mother, or one of their mothers. Bush took the highly unusual step of inviting Blair to sit in on his daily CIA briefing and drove the prime minister around in a pickup truck. Mystery has long
survived. Yeah. What if they went out and cut some wood right after that with their chainsaws?
Mystery has long survived. I imagine these guys have never picked up a chainsaw in their life.
The Bushes do it all the time.
Yeah, I think Bush.
Was he a farm boy?
He shows some interest in doing some farm works. He's a guy from Connecticut who went to Yale. I mean, let's be clear.
Of course, Putin's riding around bare chested on a horse.
Right,
that's true.
Shooting cruise missiles out of his nipples.
Mystery has long surrounded what was discussed at Crawford as advisors were kept out of a key meeting between the two men. Sir Christopher Meyer, who was present in Crawford as Britain's ambassador to the U.S., told Chillicothe his exclusion meant that he was not entirely clear to this day what degree of convergence was signed in blood, if you like, at the Crawford Ranch. But in public comments during his time at Crawford, Blair denied that Britain was on an unstoppable path to war. He said, quote, this is what he said at the time, publicly, this is a matter for considering all the options. We are not proposing military action at this point in time, unquote. During his appearance before the Chillicothe inquiry in January of 2010, Blair denied that he had struck a secret deal with Bush at Crawford to overthrow Saddam. The secret deal was before Crawford. Blair said the two men had agreed on the need to confront the Iraqi dictator, but insisted that they did not get into specifics. The one thing I was not doing was disassembling in that position, he told Chillicothe. The position was not a covert position. It was an open position. This isn't about a lie or conspiracy or deceit or a deception. It's a decision. What I was saying was, we are going to be with you in confronting and dealing with this threat. Pressed on what he thought Mr. Bush took from their meeting, he said the president had realized Britain would support military action if the diplomatic route had been exhausted. Which, of course, we now know they weren't even bothering with that.
Yeah, and by the way,
we're exhausted.
Blair did make another election 2005 to 2007, so yep. He didn't burn that many bridges with his alignment with the U.S.
Our toll-free number tonight. Is this a surprise to you? Mark says he's actually shocked. I can't believe that. This is Free Talk Live. That's shocking to me. You're shocked.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we've got Skype. That's Skype username LRN.FM with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Also, want you to join us on our brand new website, freetalklive.com. Same URL. And same basic thrust, meaning that you control the content on the site. You can submit suggested show topics for us to talk about here on the radio. And you can do that with our Reddit-based system. It's totally free to interact there at freetalklive.com. There's also now a Free Talk Live blog, which is called FTL News, there on the front page. You can just click that. It's right next to the show topics option. And the entire site's been given a facelift. It looks great. It's snappy. It responds well, I think. I'm happy about it. And actually, if you try going to freetalklive.com during our live show hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, it'll actually take you straight to the player. So one of the issues with the old site used to be you had to click a few times to actually get to the live listen option. Now it's right there on the front page when you visit the show when we're live. So go check it out. Give it a try at freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you like the show and you appreciate what we're doing, well, the website wasn't cheap to develop, so please send over some contributions at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We are going over this story from the Daily Mail, and they have been given one of the emails from the Hillary Clinton email server. This is a classified, or what was classified, document. An email written by Colin Powell to George W. Bush all about his upcoming, at that time, meeting with Tony Blair from the UK, and essentially just revealing that these two guys were behind the scenes communicating and plotting and planning an Iraq war, even when publicly it was being said that they were looking at diplomatic options, because it wasn't until like a year later when the Iraq war actually began. So they were well in the midst of this, 1 year in advance, according to this email.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that they planned all this, and all the theatrics that went into the invasion were just that, theatrics. But I guess that's what it was. I think it's important to note that you know, this isn't just, you know, Bush bashing. That this was in Clinton's email.
And it was.
Like she, not like she let us know.
You know, absolutely.
Bill's had every opportunity to just pop out and say that this was what was going on. He hasn't done it either.
Yeah, these emails, I am of the opinion these emails should have never been hidden from the public in the first place.
Yeah,
if they really wanted to carry on some suspicious crap like this, they should have been doing it with their own personal emails. But the fact that these were government emails, it was done on government computers, you know, all of these things should have been transparent to the public so that we can weed through them. And, you know, and this is just like body cameras on cops, and, you know, it keeps everyone safe in the long run. You can't pull stunts like this if you know whatever you're going to say is going to be out next week.
Let me share with you just the very last paragraph here of this. I don't know how many pages this thing is. It's quite a few. Several pages, maybe 10 to a dozen pages. This memo from Colin Powell.
This is just a couple of emails from all of the thousands.
From 30,000.
Yeah, there's no telling what else is going to be uncovered in the next couple of months.
Yeah, and I guess we didn't have to have Edward Snowden for this one. The government did this one to themselves.
Yep.
It was a court decision that forced them to reveal this, and so now we get to somebody's digging through them. Thank goodness.
Yeah, you think this was a WikiLeaks thing, but apparently this came through channels.
So it says here, to launch a ramped-up campaign to build support for action against Iraq, he will want neither to be too far in front, referring to Blair, or behind U.S. policy. As one FCO official pointed out to us, if Blair unleashes a full-scale campaign in Parliament and with the general public when Parliament returns from the Easter recess, and U.S. policy turns out to be on a longer-term trajectory, when the time comes for action, the PM, the Prime Minister, may find that his preparations have become unglued. On the other hand, if he waits too long, then the keystone of any coalition we wish to build may not be firmly in place. No doubt these are the calculations that Blair hopes to firm up when he meets the president at Crawford, April 5th through the 7th. And that's the end of the message. So they met with the express purpose of hammering out the exact details of how this presentation should go, when the presentation should happen. Blair was going to give Bush lines. The word line, you know, the term lines is used in here. Things that Bush could utter, you know, to the public to persuade them to come on board with this concept of invasion.
You know, there's times I find myself sort of practicing for the show, deliveries,
yep,
things like that. I mean, my wife calls it talking to myself, but I call it rehearsing. And so I see nothing particularly wrong with that. However, in this circumstance, I guess when we find out that this, you know, all this stuff that looked like it was playing out on the world stage,
it was manufactured,
wasn't nearly entirely made of whole cloth, just yep, manufactured from our, for our, to convince us.
Stage sounds like the right term.
To convince the sheep, Mark, I wasn't convinced. I was against this war.
Me too.
Well, you guys,
I'm against the next one.
I'm glad you guys get to be the ones that were. I was. I have to admit that I don't remember precisely.
You were duped.
Where my position was the whole way through, but I was scared of that yellow cake stuff. And you know, at some
I like
point,
yellow cake.
It was
the pretty good. Cake is a lemon.
The cake is a lie, Ian.
Yeah, it was.
At some point, I think about the time of mission accomplished, I'm like, yeah, this things are going a little weird here.
What clued you in? The mission accomplished?
I think that, right, for me, a war was, the United States won the Iraq War. A war is a conflict between nations. It's the peace, it's the policing, the external policing of Iraq that it lost. And it should have never been doing that in the first place. But that's what it was about. It was about occupation, regime change, setting new things up.
It was about their puppet going into it for himself and not, you know, not following the rules any longer. He was going his own direction. No, we got to take him out. That's Saddam I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So down with his statue and chase him into a hole, and we find him a year later. And then we put one of our own guys in charge.
Well, I don't know if it was their own guys or whatever. It was a terrible idea throwing off the balance of power as it existed in Iraq, as you know, had all kinds of consequences. What I said, you know, way early on was they needed to create essentially three Iraqs and split them up. They just didn't want to do that, and they had made the deal with Turkey to fly bombers out of Turkey that they wouldn't make a Kurdistan. So there you go.
So, you know, this was a shock to you, Mark, and you're saying that in 2015 that it is a shock to you. What exactly was it that you find shocking about this? Was it that Colin Powell lied to you and you happen to like him?
I think that might be one of it might be a big part of it.
Or was it that you know, that you somehow still thought there was something legitimate about the build up to the Iraq War, and you're shocked to find out that it was all manufactured?
So I felt like the Bush administration was really sort of concerned about the yellow cake thing, but the yellow cake thing came after this, if I'm not, if I'm not mistaken. So that means that the whole, oh my goodness, dearie me, they got themselves a bomb, was just crap.
Well, I would imagine the yellow cake thing was part of the plot that they sort of came up with to present to the, you know, the parliament in Britain.
But you understand that that's a big deal. There's a difference between, hey, let's go kill these people, and, hey, it looks like they've got the makings of a nuclear weapon. We don't want Saddam Hussein to have that. We need to stop them before it gets started.
Yeah, I'm sure they were talking about this at the Crawford meeting a year before.
Right.
Yeah, this was planned in advance for sure.
Sure was. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to share your comments and thoughts on this. You're certainly welcome to join us here. We've also got Skype username, LRN.FM.
Now, I have a question for the two of you,
yes,
and especially for Mark. How many more of these types of false flag incidents do we need to come up in order for you to maybe get on board with some other incidents that have taken place that got us into wars, like one big one where there's a bunch of towers that were that fell into their own footprint?
If there's a memo in here that says, yeah, we're going to blow up those towers next week or whatever, then that's good enough, right? If you can actually prove it.
I mean, but if three or four or five more of these show up, you know, incidents that proved that they were colluding, they were trying to get us into war, whatever, to do whatever they could to do so. I mean,
that's not good enough, Conan, because they're not, for me, that's not good enough because they're not related. So people will say that the Sandy Hook shooting was staged, or that every shooting that has occurred since 9/11 is staged. And I'm just of the opinion that every once in a while bad things happen.
I believe in conspiracy theories.
But the simple fact that there are conspiracy theories doesn't mean that every conspiracy theory that is proffered.
It doesn't. But he was asking you if there was evidence for it.
Everyone has been saying that they really did know about the fake uranium and the weapons of mass destruction, and now we almost have proof that they were planning on it a whole year in advance. I mean, how many more of those false flag conspiracy theories that are going to come to light do you need to see before you believe the big ones?
Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.